Clip-clop goes the trail, sun is rising high. Two gals in the saddle, neath the big Nevada sky. Laughing and chatting as the desert rolls on by. It's Saddle Talk, come along for the ride.
Welcome, listeners, to Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara. Whether you're here to laugh with us, learn, or just ride along, you're in for a really good time. So go grab your helmet or your pooper scooper and settle in with us as we discuss life, horses, of course, and all the unexpected turns along the trail. And hey, whether you're a seasoned cowgirl or you're still learning, remember, we're sharing our own stories and opinions based on decades of personal experience. Always ride safe and check with a professional before trying anything new. Now let's go ride.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
What's our episode today?
Today, we're going to talk about free horses.
Free horses?
Free horses.
There's free horses?
No.
I can get a free horse?
It's not a thing.
It's not. Why?
Because free horses just aren't free.
What makes them not free?
Everything. Time, money, energy, love, all of it. They're going to take it from you. We need to have this public service announcement.
We do. Free horses are not free because the horse is the cheapest part of the equation. We were given some free horses. Those Arab.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were a hot mess express. We did right by them.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, if someone tries to give you a free horse, it's a red flag, especially if you're new, because you don't know what you're going
to
like.
You don't know what to look for.
You don't know what to look for.
And you just want a horse. So someone says, oh, here's a free horse. You don't even care. You don't even look into it. That's what happened to me. That's how I got into them. A family member knew a friend who had these horses. We were under the impression being given a free horse. And I thought, I'm never going to have this opportunity again.
Because you didn't know any better.
I did not.
Yeah.
And this horse was 3 years old, a male stallion, I guess, you know?
No, yeah.
It hadn't been cut yet. Green, not even broke. But I was determined I was getting a free horse. So I could not miss out on this opportunity. I was thinking about, you know, what do I do? I volunteered at a therapeutic riding program and I just walked in and said, hey, someone's giving me a free horse and this is the deal. Don't tell me no. Just teach me how to take care of horses. The person who ended up becoming a good friend of mine looked at me like I was nuts.
Because you were.
Because I was. And she just took me in. I started to realize why a free horse is not free and is not what you should jump on. I mean,
right.
It's so easy to jump on it, but you really have to take a step back. Just evaluate you as a rider, your experience, the horse, what are you being given? And just make sure that it's the right thing. I never ended up getting that horse because the family member misunderstood the opportunity. But it was the catalyst, got
right.
me to the barn and meeting you, and you know, all good things came from it. Other than the Arabs, have you ever been given a free horse?
Yeah, I've been given a free horse and I've actually given away a horse.
Really?
Yes. I gave away my Arab show champion. He was amazing. He was a national champion, but I was in college
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't afford it. And I was getting my first master's degree. I was just strapped for cash. And I heard about this lady who had a daughter and she ran a small riding stable. And my horse was pretty badass. He was an amazingly comfortable horse. And she had shown Arabs. And so it was through a friend of a friend. And I passed the horse off and I said, here's my dad's number. His number's never going to change. So give him a ring if, you know, you ever change your mind. And they never did. And I called back a year later and 2 years later, and he was still being ridden.
Oh, nice. Now, what was the free horse you were given?
Multiples.
First one.
I want to say it was probably Bob, but I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think it was Bob. I think Bob was my actual first free horse because I think I purchased all the horses prior. Yeah, it was him. And I was so poor at the time or just didn't have any money in my wallet. We had to trade a dollar to make it legal. At least
right.
that's what the owner said, right?
Right, right. I've heard that. No, I've heard that.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
I didn't even have a dollar.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had enough monthly income that I could afford the upkeep.
Right.
So I got really lucky. I knew what I was in for. I had taken a break from riding in college. And when I was started working again, I just knew a lady and she was looking for someone to take care of her horse because she was herself was going through IVF treatments. And so she found out I rode. I went to meet her and she had just gotten all of her tack stolen. She was super bummed. She said I could ride him in a halter. So I did.
Oh,
yeah. He was great. I was cantering around bareback and she's like, oh my God, I didn't know you were that good of a rider. And I'm thinking to myself, like, just because I can do this doesn't mean I'm good, but okay.
Thanks.
She ended up hooking me up with the lady who gave her to me. She had it in her mind and she actually never asked me to watch her horse. I think she thought I was too high level for her. She was looking for someone to just like come out and beat. She didn't need someone to like actually come and ride. Like,
oh, okay.
That's not what she was looking for.
Right.
But she kept me in mind and lo and behold, I got my baby.
Wow.
I know. He was so cute.
And then what was your next free horse?
After that, after Bob was Rex, when you brought Rex to me.
And Rex was a therapeutic riding horse, and he wasn't really a red flag free horse.
No.
He was a horse that was loved and had a job, and he had earned his retirement. Yes.
He was purely going to be a pasture puff, just a friend for Bob, because Bob was having anxiety. Bob had been stabled his whole life. And so if anyone's thinking of keeping a horse all by itself, that's really hard on some horses.
Yeah.
They really are herd animals. And Bob had never been alone and he was freaking out. I know that when you watch wild horses, sometimes you'll see singles out there. But
they know where their herd is. And usually they're being pushed away.
Right.
You know?
I was thinking of the bachelor bands. Even
right.
The bachelors will end up hanging out together. So having a horse by itself is just kind of sad.
Yeah.
I was either going to get a little pony or try to find a horse. And I just thought, I don't want a pony. So then there was you. And I feel like I've been really lucky having the knowledge that I have and growing up the way that I did, that I can tell the difference between should I get this free horse, should I not get this free horse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think we were given those two Arabs this year.
Right.
I got a third Arab cross, an
right.
MSH. She's turned out to be great.
She is, but she does have issues.
Yep.
She is a very easy keeper, and she gains weight really fast, and she has those nodules in her neck.
Oh, she's got goiters.
Goiters.
And I don't know how that's going to affect her long-term health. And so that's just a great example of not free. Like
right.
This animal comes with baggage. And so when you're gifted a horse, I think you just need to be really wary. And if you're not working with a trainer, there's a reason why that horse is free.
She was spoiled rotten. She has
rotten.
No spatial boundaries. So we've had to really work with her on that. I don't think she was ever a trail horse. So
no.
We've really had to work on that. So there again, you know, you get the teeth done, you get the feet done. She was barefoot. We felt that she'd be better with shoes. So now she's getting shoes. She's getting vitamins, which
yeah.
She didn't get before. There again, it's not free.
It's an investment.
It is. What do you think are some red flags that if somebody's being offered a free horse and they're not quite sure what to ask about this free horse, other than, oh my God, I'm being given a free horse, and the little 12-year-old and you comes out and you're like, yes, 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 yes. There's got to be a checklist of things that hopefully that grown-up brain will go, okay, little girl or
right.
Little boy, you know,
chill,
let's
baby,
wait.
Chill.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think are some red flag things that people should ask the person offering?
I think I would take a step back and I would say, if you're someone who's green, which that's the terminology that we use in the horse world, is if you don't know much, you're green. If a horse doesn't know much, they're green. And then the next step.
And green and green makes black and blue. There you go.
Right. Be careful.
I love that phrase.
Yes. I would say that is probably like the first thing I would think about is, are you green? Is the horse green? The next step past a green horse is a green broke horse, which is going to be something that's been ridden, but it hasn't been used regularly
right.
or it has very little experience. So
right.
If you've only been riding a horse for a year, it's still green broke. Even if you trailer everywhere and you go trail riding and you
right.
ride in your arena,
right.
In reality, being ridden for a year is not that long. So I think I would look at that. And if you're someone who is a green rider, good for you for, you know, joining the team.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take you in the fold. but be careful of what you're being offered.
Right.
So I would definitely find some type of local professional. Mm-hmm. I would either volunteer with someone or find a trainer and let them evaluate your situation. Let them evaluate that horse before it goes home to you.
Well, and what are some questions that you can ask that person offering the free horse? If you don't have a trainer, you know, your emotions are getting the best of you.
Right.
If you have that opportunity to actually think, what would you put on a list of things to ask? How are their feet?
Right.
Do they have any medical conditions? When was the last time their teeth were floated? Does this free horse come with free tack? Because you will have to buy tack. And if it's a hard-fitting horse, which we've had a few, that can get frustrating because now you all of a sudden have four saddles because you went out and bought these saddles. You don't really know how to fit a saddle. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
I just buy pretty and cheap. So there's, you know, the teeth, there's the hooves, there is, you know, how are they on trail? Have they ever been ridden? How often were they ridden?
Right. Has there been a long time since they've been ridden?
Right.
Is there any emotional baggage that you're aware of? Have they had a baby?
Right.
Have they ever bred? That would be another one.
When were they gelded?
When were they gelded? Was it a late geld? There's all kinds of questions. And basically, it boils down to, like, you need to know as much as you possibly can about that animal. Because as soon as you get that animal, you're probably going to sever ties with whoever gave it to you. Or there's going to be, like, a quiet time. And you're going to have to sort out that animal's life. And how do you merge your life with that animal's life?
Yeah. Also, too, to add to your list, you know, what kind of supplements are they already on?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to have to continue that you're doing?
Transitioning the food is also something to consider.
Yes. What
right?
kind of hay are they eating?
Can you have a bale of hay when you leave the property
right.
or two?
Right.
Two bales so you can transition to whatever
right.
you're feeding or whatever your barn
right.
is feeding.
So what are some other things do you think somebody should know?
I can't recommend a free horse unless you are working with someone or you are savvy at the situation. Do you have a friend that will help you along? So, like, if you really are close friends with someone at the barn who's a badass, like, and knows their stuff, absolutely get that free horse. Just knowing that there's going to be hiccups along the way, because if they could sell that horse pretty easily, they probably would.
Right. If they can get $5,000 for a horse, why are they giving it away for free? There's a reason.
There's a reason.
And you have to put the emotions aside
mm-hmm.
and you have to ask. Your very first question should always be, why is this horse free? That's
Absolutely.
Your first question. Even if you're excited and you're jumping up and down and all of a sudden you're 12 years old again, the first thing you have to make sure you ask is, why is this horse free?
Yep.
And they may feed you a load of shit. Like, they may, oh, this was my heart horse, and I just want him to go to a good home. I don't care about the money. I just care about where it's going. Okay, well, that leads us into heart horses. Yay
right.
or nay.
When it comes to heart horses, I also don't believe in heart horses. Like, I believe that you personally could have a heart horse. I'm not saying that you can't. For me, I don't know if I'll ever have a heart horse. For me, every horse is a heart horse.
Yes,
but
yes.
I think that when it comes to getting a free horse, that everyone's perspective is different. If the person who's giving you the free heart horse that was their heart horse says to you, oh, we trailered everywhere. Okay, their version of I trailered everywhere and your version or my version of I trailered everywhere is totally different. Because if you're trailering everywhere, you're trailering out 2-3 times a week. To me, that's trailering everywhere.
Yeah.
But someone could think that 2 or 3 times a year is a lot.
Right.
And I'm not exaggerating that. Right.
And
right?
it's okay if you
and
only
that's okay.
trail 2 or 3 times a year.
Right.
But
ask clarifying questions.
Yeah.
Be very direct. Be very clear, because the animal's not going to be free for no reason.
Exactly.
Right. Which is a double negative. I said it. But yeah, I don't know. When it comes to soul mates and soul horses, I just don't think that it's a thing.
I don't. You see it everywhere on Facebook, though. Everyone
yeah.
on Facebook is always talking about their heart horse. And it just breaks my heart when I see someone parting with their heart horse at no fault of the horse.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't. When I commit, I go all the way. And I think that's one of the reasons why, like, you're going to find a lot of riders, someone like me, who is on a budget and not necessarily super successful
right
in the show ring. Because my horse had crazy arthritis. So we were never going to be super successful in the show ring. Once he hit about 10 years old, that was it. He had so much arthritis. There was nothing I could do but turn him into a trail horse, which he loved. But it's not the same as being super duper successful in the show ring. So I don't have like that sort of credit with him. But was he my most favorite best horse ever? Absolutely.
He was
amazing. But I feel like if you put time and energy into any horse, they will be spectacular for you. It's kind of like any relationship. If you put time and energy and love and you really do spend quality time with someone and you learn that person, almost anyone, truly, you can love almost anyone. I mean,
right.
Not anyone, but
right.
You know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
People just don't feed relationships and then those relationships fade. And I feel like it's the same way with your relationship with a horse mm-hmm. or a dog, you know, whatever it is. If you don't put effort, it's not going to pay off. So then that's the difference between a heart horse and not a heart horse. Well, I mean, that's easy. Go spend more time with your animal.
And I think a lot of people are disheartened when they get a horse and they bring it home and all of a sudden the horse is not acting the same way as it was when they went to pick it up. And they think, oh, maybe this isn't my heart horse and maybe we don't have a connection. You have to give that horse at least a year to really acclimate to its new environment, to you, to your cues or non-cues. I think that so many people just don't give horses that time
to regulate back to their normal.
To learn about each other. I have a horse that the person I bought it from only had for maybe a month. And she was like, he's a little too much for me. He carries his head high. He's a little too forward. And if anybody ever met or rode Max, you would know this is the slowest horse ever.
Literally. He's so pokey.
He holds his head high because he has a high headset. And that's what you need to look at. Of course, he's going to be alert in his new environment. So this person, I'm still in touch with her. I'm not judging her because thank you for selling your horse because I bought him and I love him. You know, she had her own things going on in her world, which is why she made the decision she made to sell him. But I don't think that they had enough time together
right.
for her to learn his true personality. Because when I got him, he didn't know how to lunge. He was very head shy around his ears. Now, if I had only given him a month, he would still be that way. But I didn't. We're going on 5 years now. And and his ears are fine. He doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care. He's
so good.
He drops
his head. Takes a bit, actually moved over to a hackamore,
right.
which I love.
I know. I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah. So I just think that even if you are offered a free horse, don't feel like, oh, I just got what I paid for.
Yeah.
Because you didn't. You
right.
can turn that free horse.
Into a heart horse.
Into a heart horse. Into a soulmate. Into an amazing trail partner. And not worry about, oh, I got what I paid for. I think that's kind of a stigma that comes along with a free horse because everyone around you is going to say, why is it free? And now you're going to start second guessing yourself. And the minute that horse does something wrong, you're going to think, oh, crap, free horse. Which sometimes we think because when we got the Arabs, because we got the Arabs together
mm-hmm.
and you took one and I took the other, but they were sisters.
Yeah.
And they were in their mid and late 20s and they had been together forever.
Yep.
But we separated them. We live around the corner. So they could even hear each other if they needed to. But we had to get their teeth done. We had to get their hooves done. The one that I had this really weird head shaking, beyond Arab head shaking.
Yeah, there was something wrong.
There was something going on. I got that looked at. I mean, there's going to be money involved. Please set aside budget or something that you can spend on this horse. Because when you're being offered a free horse, you don't think about a pre-purchase vet exam.
No.
All you think of is getting a free horse.
Right. And then you take it home and you realize like, oh, it's lame and will always be lame. Wasn't your first horse like that? She had...
Well, I bought her.
Oh,
she
you
wasn't
bought her?
Free.
Okay, she wasn't free.
Yeah, and then... And she wasn't lame when I got her.
Okay.
She really wasn't.
Yeah.
I worked her.
Okay.
I rode so much,
okay.
and I think she just started to break down. Because even when you saw her and reached out, I think I had already had her maybe a month, maybe.
Okay.
But in that month, I saddled her up immediately and I was riding her because Darlene looked at her. So I even had.
Oh, okay.
So she wasn't lame when I went to pick her up.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I think when you go to get a horse, what can make your heart horse a heart horse is that you click. You have that emotional connection where you can think something and then they do it. I tried to explain it to my husband one time and I said, you know, I'll be riding Bob and I could just think about turning left and then he turns left. And yeah. He didn't really believe me. But when him and I were together, meaning Bob, when Bob and I were together, we really did compliment each other in every way.
But then didn't he ride Max one day and came home and said, I think I get it now. I thought I heard you tell me that.
I think he did. Yeah, he did say that. He ended up understanding what I meant
because
down the road.
He started to connect with Max. Yeah. And then he wanted a faster horse.
Yeah, because Max really is pokey.
Max is pokey.
But I think one of the things that separates someone from being a rider versus being a trainer, like in actuality, you train a horse every time you're around it. But if you are actively trying to be a better equestrian, I feel like those heart horses can become a heart horse when you make that deeper connection with them. And when you're trying to solve their problems, when you think to yourself, okay, this isn't going right, how do I fix it? If you can think outside the box and be creative and figure out, like, how do I solve this problem with this horse? That's what's going to make that heart horse and that relationship better. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to get closer and closer and closer.
Yes.
And it takes years. Plural. It really does. Like,
yes.
If you have a great horse and you love him and that's your heart horse, awesome. But when you get to your next horse, if you still want to have a close connection, you have to solve the problems that come at you. And I feel like that's what we did with the free horses.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out always. You know, it's worked out with Aspen, but
yeah.
Our two little Arabs were just so old.
Yeah.
And one of them was just, she broke down and I had to put her down.
Yeah.
It was sad. She had an abscess in her foot that was awful. And then...
And she had the melanomas.
And she had, terrible melanomas. I took such good care of her. And then one day I got home and she was just lying down in the arena and I
in
knew...
In the sun. In the direct sun.
I knew that was it. I was like, oh no.
Right.
This ain't happening. It ended up that she just couldn't get up. I thought she was colicking, but she wasn't.
But her arthritis was so bad.
It was so bad. She could barely walk.
Yeah.
And like sometimes if she was out and someone bumped into her, she would almost topple over. So I was like, okay, this is it. If you can't get up, I'm not going to come home.
No,
and you were
in the sun.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not watching that happen.
No.
I'm not watching that, you know,
yeah.
Pain. I've seen a horse die of dehydration and it was awful. And I would never put that on an animal. And I kind of figured that was the path we were going down. Sadly, he was free, but was she? I mean, she cost me so much money. And even in death, they cost a lot because you have to put them down.
Right.
And then the truck has to come and pick them up. You know, that's an expense. So they're just an expensive animal, which is why it's such an exclusive sport. It's so hard to afford living, dying, all of it, everything, diagnostics, mm-hmm. Everything costs money. No.
Well, because Autumn has something we believe is an abscess in her back foot, and it's so high, it's just not dropping. She's probably going to be out for the rest of the season.
Such a bummer.
I know.
I love her.
But, you know, she's not ready to go. I'm not going to put her down for that. But if her riding days are over and she's just a retired pasture puff, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll just braid her hair.
Of course. And she can walk, so she can be used for groundwork training and,
right.
You know, for people. You've got some people that are working with her that are learning about horses and how to
handle them on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to handle them.
So, how to be around them and groom
them.
How
to groom and all that stuff. She's still very viable.
Very. And vibrant.
She's
I love
great,
her sassiness.
She is. She's a good girl. So do you have any other advice? People?
Good luck. Good luck out there. I think getting into horses is one of the best things that's ever happened to me,
mm-hmm.
Obviously. You know, 40 years in is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mark my life milestones by what horse I had or what I was working on, what goals I was working on with my horses.
Mm-hmm.
A lifetime with horses has been the best thing that ever happened to me, truly.
And just so everybody understands as well, we're not saying don't take the free horse.
Right, because here we are.
We-
I We've counted. I've counted. And between the two of us, we've had 9 free horses.
Right.
Which is unbelievable.
Yes. So we are in no way saying do not take the free horse. We're just hoping that we can be little angels on your shoulder that when somebody offers you a free horse, you at least hear our voices going, wait, wait, wait. I've heard this before. I've heard this before. Okay.
Free horse
means why is the horse free? And if you're happy with the answer, then ask these questions. And if anybody would like an actual list, you know, we're happy to put one together that we would come up with, and we'll post it on social media so that you have access to it. We'll absolutely do that if there's a need for it, because you have to have that in your hand so that when the emotions kick in,
because they will,
there's going to be something that tells you, okay, wait, wait, in your brain, hopefully I've heard this before, and you at least ask the right questions. And then there's going to be those horses that you're not going to give a crap what Sandy and Kara said. You're going to be like, F you. I don't care what you have to say. I'm getting your free horse. And if you are, that's great.
Right. Have
Just
fun.
Have fun. That's great.
Be safe.
But when you get home, do your research. Find people that can help you. Reach out to trainers. Reach out to some professionals. And give the horse a chance to acclimate to your new environment
That's a great tip. Yeah. Because they're going to know the language from their last owner. That doesn't necessarily mean that it was the same language that you emote.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily doing the same body language and words and sounds.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to learn you as much as you're learning them. And it takes time. And they are prey animals. So they're just going to be scared at first. New environment, new stuff, and then new language. That's a lot. Like going to a different country and being like, oh, haha, good luck.
Right.
Navigate.
So go forth and get that free horse, but do it with a little bit of extra knowledge in your tool bag.
Yeah.
And use the tools that you have. Yeah. So
you have our blessing as long as you ask clarifying questions.
Good luck, everybody. Yep. Toodles.
Toodles. Hey, friends. That's the end of today's ride. We hope you enjoyed listening. Don't forget to follow Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave us a review, share us with a friend, and saddle up with us next time as we ride through more stories, questions, and our wild tangents. Till then, friends, keep your boots dusty and your hard hats on. We hope to see you out on the trail.
Sandy and Kara stirrups swinging free, talking about life and love and mystery. From coyotes to coffee, they'll cover it all with the sagebrush blowing and the wild birds call. So cinch up your boots, we're hitting the track. Saddle Talk's on and we're not looking back.